splashdown.
And this was the moment NASA knew. Success. A first step toward putting humans back on the moon completed.
The latest chapter of NASA's journey to the moon comes to a close.
On November 16th, the Artemis 1 rocket lifted off.
And liftoff of Artemis 1.
Taking a journey deeper into space than ever before, coming within 128 kilometers of the moon. But the hardest part, getting the unmanned module back without burning up. It would re-enter the atmosphere going 32 times the speed of sound, the heat surrounding it more than 2,700 degrees Celsius. So scientists tried a new technique to help with that.
And do a nominal skip maneuver where we're actually going to bounce off once.
We have three fully inflated main chutes.
The parachutes deployed, and the U.S. Navy was ready and able to retrieve the capsule and the tests inside. Next up, they hope to have a crew, complete with a woman and a person of color, make the journey in 2024. But the end goal is much bigger, getting astronauts on the moon, able to build a kind of way station for further exploration.
That's why this is a defining day. It is one that marks new technology, a whole new breed of astronaut, a vision for the future.
But big challenges remain before an American can step foot on the moon. The private company SpaceX has to develop a kind of series of gas stations in space and build a lander. And there will likely be pressure from Congress. These launches are costing 8 times more than was forecast, in all expected to cost more than $93 billion.
Until you actually look at the Earth yourself through the window.
Still, Susan Kurland, the youngest person and only the second woman to pilot a spacecraft, tells Al Jazeera that she believes the eventual payoff is worth the heavy price.
I think the most important is we're inspiring the Artemis generation. We're inspiring kids to want to go into STEM fields, to want to shoot for the stars.
Okay, Houston.
The landing coincided with the 50th anniversary of the last time an American was on the moon, leaving quite the impression.
I was strolling on the moon one day.
50 years later, scientists believe they are one step closer to making sure someday soon, someone can take a stroll on the lunar surface again. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera.